Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Beautiful Country and the Middle Kingdom, America and China, 1776 to the Present, by John Pomfret. Read by Tom Perkins. Prologue. On a barren subarctic landmass 9,000 miles from his native Boston, William Dane Phelps stalked his prey. A colony of elephant seals lazed on a narrow beach, safe from the sharks and orcas that fed on them in the open sea. But here came Phelps, a teenager with a spear. 10 people were waiting to eat, and Phelps had been commanded to cook. The only problem, the meat, all 1,900 pounds of it, was alive. "I was left alone to get breakfast," Phelps recalled. "I knew nothing of the habits of the elephant, had never seen one killed, and there I was." Phelps picked what looked to be the most docile of the beasts and leapt into battle. He struck the seal on the nose. The animal reared up on its flippers, bellowing as it towered over the boy. That opened up the monster's midsection. Phelps tried to plunge in his spear, but the animal caught the weapon in its mouth and gave it a jerk, cracking Phelps on the head and knocking him on his back. Phelps righted himself, bashed out the creature's eyes with his club, and, he wrote, lanced him until he was dead. It was 1817, and 15-year-old Phelps was a 6-month sail from home, having just landed on Marion Island, a speck of land 1,000 miles from the southernmost tip of Africa. Phelps was one of a crew of 25 aboard the Pickering, a brig from Boston that was scouring the